Welcome to the GCSE PE Pod, your audio guide to acing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a fundamental topic in biomechanics, lever systems. It might sound technical, but I promise you, by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be identifying levers in sport like a pro. This is a topic that examiners love to test, so getting this right is a guaranteed way to pick up valuable marks in your theory paper. Let's get started. First up, what even is a lever? In its simplest form, a lever is a rigid bar that turns around a fixed point, which we call a fulcrum. In the human body, our bones act as the rigid bars, our joints are the fulcrums, and our muscles provide the effort to move a load. There are three components you must know: the fulcrum, the pivot, the effort, the muscle force, and the load, the weight or resistance we're moving. The specific arrangement of these three parts determines the lever class, and for your exam, you need to know all three classes. An easy way to remember the order is the mnemonic FLE, F-L-E, 1-2-3. In a first-class lever, the fulcrum is in the middle. In a second-class lever, the load is in the middle. And in a third-class lever, the effort is in the middle. Let's break that down. First-class levers are like a seesaw. The fulcrum is between the effort and the load. A great sporting example is the extension of the neck when preparing to head a football. The neck joint is the fulcrum. The posterior neck muscles provide the effort, and the weight of the head is the load. Simple, right? Now for second-class levers. Here, the load is between the fulcrum and the effort. Think of a wheelbarrow. In the body, the classic example is a calf raise, or going up on your tiptoes. The ball of the foot is the fulcrum, your body weight is the load, and the gastrocnemius, your calf muscle, provides the effort. Second-class levers give us a mechanical advantage, meaning a small effort can move a large load. This is because the effort arm, the distance from the fulcrum to the effort, is longer than the load arm, the distance from the fulcrum to the load. Finally, we have third-class levers. These are the most common type in the human body. Here, the effort is between the fulcrum and the load. The perfect example is a bicep curl. The elbow joint is the fulcrum, the bicep muscle provides the effort, and the weight in your hand is the load. Third-class levers operate at a mechanical disadvantage. The effort arm is shorter than the load arm, so it takes a lot of muscle force to move the load. But, and this is a key point for earning top marks, this disadvantage in force production gives us a huge advantage in speed and range of motion. Think about how fast you can swing a tennis racket or kick a football. That's thanks to third-class levers. Now for some crucial exam tips. Examiners frequently ask candidates to identify the lever class in a specific sporting action. They might give you a picture or describe a movement. Your job is to apply the FLE 1-2-3 rule. First, identify the joint, the fulcrum, the muscle contracting, the effort, and the resistance, the load. Then, determine which component is in the middle. A common mistake is mixing up second and third class levers. Remember, in a second class lever, the load is in the middle, giving you that force advantage. In a third class, the effort is in the middle, giving you that speed advantage. Another pitfall is not being specific enough. Don't just say running as an example. You need to specify the joint action, like plantar flexion at the ankle during the push-off phase of a sprint. That's where the top marks are won. For a 6-mark question, don't just identify the lever. You must explain why it's suited to the action. For a third-class lever, you must state that it allows for a greater range and speed of movement, which is essential for striking or throwing actions in sport. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. 1. What is the mnemonic for remembering the order of lever classes? Pause. It's FLE. 1-2-3. Fulcrum, load, effort. 2. Which lever class provides a mechanical advantage? Pause. Second class levers. 3. What is the main advantage of a third class lever system? Pause. Speed and range of motion. 4. In a bicep curl, what part represents the fulcrum? Pause. The elbow joint. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're well on your way. So, to summarize, we have 3 classes of lever, remembered by FLE 1-2-3. First class has the fulcrum in the middle, like nodding your head. Second class has the load in the middle, like a calf raise, and gives a mechanical advantage. Third class has the effort in the middle, like a bicep curl, and provides speed and range of motion at a mechanical disadvantage. Remember to be specific in your exam answers and explain the why, not just the what. That's all for this episode of the GCSE PE Pod. Keep practicing, stay active, and I'll see you next time.